Black Velvet. Alana Miles on a Thursday. Coming out of your radio on 88 FM. Speaking of wearing black, I've been telling you that today there's going to be a gathering of local concerned citizens wearing black. A peaceful protest planned for 4 p.m. at the Ashton Circle, the entrance to the Netcare Albolita Hospital, and under the banner of the movement that is growing, a movement out of concern that Netcare Albolita Hospital is planning to shutter its maternity and pediatric facilities. Well, to get the full perspective on what is planned for this afternoon and how the protest is gaining momentum, on the line with us we have Shan Faree, SA lifestyle blogger, well-known Belito influencer and celebrity. And Shan, are you there? Can you hear me?
I'm here, Mike. Yes, thank you for having me.
Great to have you on the line. We had you in studio yesterday alongside two medical professionals based at the hospital, Dr. Comley and Dr. Mtetwa, very intimately connected to this saga. And it was quite an emotional chat on the afternoon show yesterday, getting the perspectives from the doctors and from you as a concerned local citizen and a mother. One of the big takeaways was that there is a peaceful planned protest that has been given the go-ahead for today, 4 p.m. I believe. And give us the story. How is it unfolding, and what is the story? What is the deal? How can we get involved?
Yeah, Mike. So we are, just like you said, yesterday was an emotional interview, and it has been an emotional week, just for the whole community at large.
Yeah.
In that, we are gathering, we are all wearing black as a sign of solidarity for our community as a whole, just, you know, standing against the decision that Netcare has made to take these services that we've been so accustomed to for 15 years out of a hospital that we know and trust and have supported for the last 15 years,
yeah.
I myself being in Belito for the last 12 years. And also in solidarity of our specialist pediatricians and obstetricians who have been given notice. And so we plan to meet at 4 p.m., like you said, at the Ashton Circle. Ashton International College has kindly given us use of their car park. So if we can ask people to please park there and walk up, that would be amazing. We do have placards with, you know, just a message that we'd like to share, messages that we'd like to share. You know, we are essential. Your child is my child. And, we hope to have a gathering of our community there in solidarity.
Fantastic. And the fact that that Ashton International College is making its car park facilities available, just making sure that we can have a really healthy turnout. And that the message can be seen loud and clear, as well as heard. We want to see numbers out there today, but also alongside the physical presence, there is a virtual petition that is going big at the moment on change.org, and you've been instrumental in getting that up. Shan, where are we sitting right now with the signatures on that petition right now?
Mike, I think we're close to 12,000 signatures on that petition, which is just amazing.
Wow.
We've had support from, you know, nationwide support, which is just incredible. People are genuinely concerned about this decision. And, the support from the community has been felt by the doctors, by the nursing staff, by, you know, the hospital. And that goes a lot. That goes a long way. And it just goes to show Belito, surrounding the Dolphin Coast, this community is very special.
Amazing. Now, I believe that at 15,000 signatures, that's kind of like a tipping point where a petition becomes one of the top signed on change.org, and it really gets boosted into the the broader spotlight, and we're not far off that. So, I mean, if the momentum continues, I'm sure that threshold will be crossed very soon. And it looks like, I mean, I'm online right now. It says 45 seconds ago, this person signed up, and 8 minutes ago, another signature. And so it's just continuing. And we're hoping very soon to be able to actually get a dialogue going with representatives from the Netcare group to get mm-hmm. their perspective. Obviously, this is a story that they are watching unfold, and they'll definitely be taking note of the protest, the numbers that gather this afternoon at 4 p.m., and of the names and signatures that are racking up on this online petition on change.org. For those that are keen to add their virtual signature to the list, if you go onto change.org and you do a search for Bolito or Netcare, the petition should pop up pretty easily. But on your platforms as well, Shan, you've got links to all of the relevant stuff as well.
I do, Mike. And, you know, those signatures, they really do, they make a difference. Change.org has been in touch with me. They are a phenomenal support, and they will help us take this to key decision makers. They will help us lobby against government regulations that have allowed this type of decision to roll out. I believe that this is not the first Netcare hospital to have had this take place. And it may not stop with El Bolito Hospital. So it really is a nationwide, countrywide concern. And those little signatures, those comments, they go so far. They mean so much. And every single person can make a difference.
Absolutely, and particularly North Coasters, because, you know, when Bolito gets behind a cause, they don't take it lying down. So, you know, in spite of what might have already happened in other parts of the country, I believe the Cape has already seen a move like this kind of been pushed through. But I don't think that for 1 second Bolito is going to let that precedent set the tone for going without a fight. So we're definitely all behind a peaceful protest today, wearing black in solidarity. 4 p.m. Is the sort of rallying moment at the Ashton Circle. You can park at the very generously opened parking at Ashton International College in Bolito. It's a chance for you to be there with your family, with the kids. It is, after all, very much about families and about children and mothers. This is really the spotlight on the pediatric and maternity wards, and a really vital offering for care in this part of the world, the greater Bolito. So, Shan, thanks for being the voice and the face, and using your platforms to carry on getting the message out there. And obviously, as a finalist now in the Mrs. South Africa 2022 pageant, your platform continues to grow, and causes like this are very close to your heart. And obviously, I can see that you're going to still, no matter what the next chapter holds for you, you're going to be in this corner and fighting these fights for the ongoing future. Am I right?
Absolutely, Mike. I mean, it's not that I step into these things without fear. It's a daunting task, but I go where my heart leads me. I have to. It's how I'm made. And anything that is close to my heart, like, you know, with the Rise Up movement, the gender-based victim safe house, causes close to my heart, I will always use the platform I've been given to help be a voice, you know, and make a difference.
Fantastic. Well, we'll see you this afternoon wearing black, 4 p.m. at that Ashton Circle, and looking forward to having another chat on the radio on the other side of the protest, and hopefully we'll be able to get some word from the Netcare group and see where the conversation is taking us once we've made an impression this afternoon. What do you say?
Absolutely. That is our hope and our dream, Mike. We really do hope so.
You heard it here on 88FM. My special guest on the line, Shan Faree. And Shan, wishing you a terrific rest of your Thursday. We'll see you later.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much for having me. See you all later.
See you then. You heard it on 88FM, the voice of Bolito. You've got a voice as well. We want you to use it. Here's John Farnham saying, "You are the voice." Turn it up for your Thursday.
FM. Flat battery? Struggling to start your car? Call Battery Center Bolito, your trusted local battery specialists. Now going the extra mile to serve our community with their 24-hour breakdown call-out service. Available for all residents of Bolito, Salt Rock and Mshlali. Battery Center Bolito's experienced call-out technician will be able to jumpstart your vehicle or replace your battery with one that won't let you down. Save the number in case of emergency. 082-878-2110 or 082-697-8892. P.S. Battery Center Bolito is currently running a sizzling special on Exide batteries with the best price in town. Visit them at Shop 27, Kyle Army Park, Douglas Crow Drive, Bolito. Battery Center Bolito, at your service 24/7.
Red Tile, your one-stop flooring solutions company with the widest range of flooring on the KZN North Coast, is now in their 20th year as Belito's favorite flooring supplier. But what sets Red Tile apart? Well, how about the fact that they're owner-managed and run, and they have a reputation for the best custom tile cutting service in town. Red Tile will also beat any tile or flooring quote. T's and C's apply. Plus, they offer expert installation from accredited installers to ensure guarantees or warranties of up to 25 years on many flooring products. From porcelain tiles to ceramic, marble, mosaic, natural stone, engineered stone, vinyl, laminate, carpets, and even custom-made swimming pool edging. For anything floor-related, think Red. Think Red Tile. Visit the Red Tile Belito showroom at Platinum Park, Douglas Crow Drive, or call them on 032-946-3210 today.
Don't wait to hear about it. Come and feel the cash rush at Gold Rush Belito. To stand a chance at winning a share of 40,000 Rand in our weekly cash draws every Saturday in October at 9 p.m. And now, with the restaurant under new management, offering awesome meals at decent prices, there's even more reason for you to feel the rush at your home of jackpots. T's and C's apply. Find Gold Rush Bingo Belito on the cinema level at Belito Junction Mall. Gold Rush Bingo and Entertainment supports responsible gambling. Winners know when to stop. National toll-free counseling line 0800-006-008. Gambling and promotions are for over 18s only.
Now the wide pass for Vili LaRue. Here's Latanya Arm. Nice.
Ach no, man. Flipping Eskom is driving me crazy with this load shedding. I can't stand it.
Harry, it's time to make the smart move to solar so we can keep the lights on around here.
And more importantly, to be able to finish the game. Actually, I see that Northside has expanded their solar power range, and they've got solar trains.